Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Erica.
This is her.
Erica, hi, how are you? My name is Casey Ryback, and I'm friends with Jim. He told me that I should give you a call.
Oh, terrific. How can I help you?
He said that you were a psychologist?
Yes, that is me.
Okay, well, I recently had a troubling experience, and I don't know who to talk to about it, so Jim told me to call you.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear you're going through something, and I'd love to help you if I can. If you wouldn't mind, I can give you my office number.
Can I just tell you a little bit about it, though? Because you might tell me that I'm nuts and never want to talk to me again.
Oh, that'll never happen.
Okay,
I promise you that.
You might. It's pretty serious.
I've heard a lot of things, Casey. Trust me, there's nothing that can shock me.
Well, you haven't heard this. I was camping out in the woods by myself last weekend, and all of a sudden a beam of light surrounded my tent, and the aliens took me in their ship. And I haven't been the same ever since.
Okay. Casey, can...
Yeah, there were four of them, but they didn't look like aliens at all, like the ones you see in the movies. They all had Matthew McConaughey's face.
I do think I may have a couple of questions for you.
You can understand why I'm a little shooken up.
Absolutely. Yeah. It sounds rather extraordinary.
They had me play flag football, and then we had a bunch of tickle fights to see who was like the king of the tickle fights.
You know what, Casey? Your first instinct was right. This is not an arena that I am comfortable with.
They made me play strip poker, which was weird because they weren't even wearing any clothes to begin with. So I just had to get naked.
Casey, I would love to hear more about your alien experience. Do you have pen and paper? I want to give you a phone number.
No, I'm here now.
I'm
here now. Let's just talk now. I'm outside your home.
What did you say? You're outside my home?
Yes, I'm outside waiting for you so we can talk about this.
You're outside my home. You know where I live?
Yes, they told me.
Who told you? Jim told you? The aliens told you? Who told you?
The Matthew McConaughey aliens, they told me.
The Matthew McConaughey aliens told you?
Do you know what they did? Do you know what they did to me? The worst part?
I don't want to hear the worst part. I need you to immediately leave the area. Leave the neighborhood.
They made me probe myself.
Oh, my God.
No, yeah, okay. They did. They were going to do it themselves, and then they just changed their mind, and they made me probe myself while they all laughed
at me. Very, very important. I need you to leave the area right now.
They just stood there laughing at me.
I need you to go to the nearest emergency room. They will help you through this.
No, you don't understand. They stood there laughing at me while I probed myself.
I'm sure that was very embarrassing. Casey, do you know where the nearest hospital is?
I'm at your house right now probing myself.
Oh, my God. You have to stop doing that. You have to stop doing it.
I can't.
You have to stop saying it.
I haven't
stopped. I don't care what probing means. I need you to stop probing yourself on my lawn.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
It just dawned on me. I am such an idiot. Oh, my gosh.
What the hell are you talking about?
I was never abducted by aliens at all. Gosh, I completely forgot. So, Jim, your friend, he and I were like hanging out the other night doing a bunch of acid, watching Matthew McConaughey movies, and I must have just sobered up right now.
Okay, I really need you to leave my property, and I am dialing 911.
Yeah, I'm not even at your property. It's so crazy.
Do you think this is funny? I mean, is this some kind of a joke?
Well, this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Your friend Jim set you up for a prank phone call.
What?
He said he wanted to hear you squirm with some whack job calling you.
I can't believe he did that.
Were you freaking out at the idea of somebody probing themselves on your front lawn?
Well, wouldn't you?
No, I'd actually welcome that.
I bet you would.
I'd love it if somebody would just come probe themselves on my front lawn. It'd be great.
Oh, God.